out a bonus that I got for a certain amount of money. It feels very good. I appreciate it. I know more is coming to me. I can see the cash in my hand. I can see what I'm going to do with it and have fun with it. That feels good right now because it just happened. But 2 or 3 weeks from now, it's like, okay, you know, I've experienced that, and it doesn't give you the same level of good feeling that it once did.
So what happens? It's a bonus.
I created that.
So what happens when you receive the bonus? How do you feel?
Feel good.
And then, we'll wait and see if there's anything they want to say to us. Well, it's bingo. The casinos are open. All seems bonus related. We want to go back to the initial question that you asked, because there is such power in the understanding that we're about to all participate in here together. So, have you been hearing us as we're talking about these two vibrational vantage points between you and you? And are you understanding that not only can you not stand still in your physical format, but the non-physical part of you is not standing still either? In fact, everything that you are living is causing the expansion. So we want you to just for a little while focus upon the vibrational gap, which will always occur or exist to some extent between you and who you are. Just keep your mind on that vibrational gap. So, and the whole name of this game is closing the gap as best I can from where I am. Now, that we're saying to you that the game is about closing the gap as best I can from where I am, but there's another part of the game that's taking place without you needing to even be consciously aware of it. And let's call that game the widening of the gap. Now, we don't really want to call it the widening of the gap. We want to call it the expanding of you. We want to call it the eternally expanding nature of you. But it just in the same way, it was a good analogy that you hear the joke and it catches you by surprise the first time. There are so many elements of surprise and timing that it's funny to you. But the next time, it doesn't catch you that way because you've already sort of been there, done that. So we want to focus upon the fact that life is causing you to constantly expand into a new place, and then your work is to do your best to come up to speed with that. So with something like the asking for something that you're consciously aware that you want, like more money or a bonus, when you first think about it, we don't think that in the initial stages of any thought, there is necessarily that much excitement to it. In other words, you build your excitement to anything by giving your attention to it. The more you think about something, the more energy it has, the more vibrational components are involved in it. When you hold a thought for a little bit of time, then law of attraction responds to it. And as you stay focused upon it, law of attraction responds to it longer until eventually you get some momentum going. Now, it sounds like we're sort of going in circles here, and we are a little bit, because you said you have a two-part question, and we were going to be smart with you and say we have a two-part answer, and nothing could be more accurate than this. There are two components to this always, and we have to address them both equally, separately, but equally. They are of equal importance. And the two components are the part of your life that causes you to expand, and the thoughts that you think about that. In other words, the thoughts you think that cause the expansion, and then the thoughts you think that close the gap. And life is about expansion, closing, expansion, closing, expansion, closing, expansion, closing. It is eternally about that. None of us would feel any thrill about anything if we were living in the same environment. In fact, it ties into what our friend was asking about earlier. It is the reason that you keep coming back into